Begin the current Masechet Nidah Tezvav. Begin 16 lines down for the top of the Ovid, but the Gemara makes a comment regarding the previously mentioned Braisa from the previous staff on the top of this Ovid. The Gemara introduced the Braisa to ask on the interpretation of Ravashi in contrast to Rav Chisda. We had a contradiction we had asked from the Halacha of our Mishnah with the Braisa, which we're discussing regarding when the Jewish women, that they do bedikas before and after Tashmish, and then if they check his bedika cloth and they check her bedika cloth. So we said regarding if they found dam on her bedika cloth after Tashmish, if it's immediate, so then the Tumah Vadei. If it's right after immediate, Tumah Safik. If it's more than that, then it's already not going to be a Tumah Safik according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's going to be, because everyone's going to agree there's going to be just your generic rabbinic Tumah Me'es L'Es the previous 24 hours, Rabbi Akiva holds that actually that would even apply the Tumah Safik even for Bayalah for Tumah Sab Shiba. Now, in that Braisa, it was obvious, like it seemed to be like Rav Chisda, not like Rav Ashi, that they're different, considered different measurements. In the bed itself, to reach under the pillow, that's Achar Asyam. To come down from the bed is Achar Achar. Now, in the Braisa, what's the tertiary, what's the third level of the case, the Achar Achar, regarding the Tumma Me'es Li'es, Chama said, okay, it'll be a Tumma Maga. Kiva said, no, it's even going to be Tumma Shambayil. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Noach, Rabbi Yechim, Mizakar, he says, no, Baila Nichnas Lehech Lomak Tekataris. If it was only checked on her B'dika cloth, after the latest time, which is within a period of 24 hours, then the husband doesn't have not Tumma Shiva, not even Tumma's Erev. He can go, get up, go into the sanctuary, and sacrifice the incense. Says the Gemara, for typically davenegeya b'me'es le'esha b'nida. At least with the way we quoted from the Rabbanan, everyone seems to agree to the halacha that okay, he's not considered a boil nida, even though she found it within 24 hours from when they had relations. But he had touched her during the relations. Anything she touched in the previous 24 hours, at least rabbinically, has a tumma of nida. She said she have to at least wait tumas erev. How could he go up and do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, who dama kishamai? He says like Shammai, which dama, as we said in the beginning of the Masechta, he holds kalanoshim da'in shaitan. He holds that all women, it's sufficient the time that they find it. He doesn't have this halacha me'es le'es, and therefore he holds like him. Therefore he says, yeah, since he was more than, it was like 10 hours ago or 20 minutes ago, but it wasn't with an asyam or ach asyam, he could even go ahead and do that avodah. It says the Gemara, okay, but v'tebigle dava balkari, but there's a different problem. He had relations. He had a seminal emission. That itself makes him tummy. That itself should require him to have tumas erev. How could he get up and do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, b'shalei gamar biyasa. It's talking about where he didn't finish his act of cohabitation. He didn't release any zera. And therefore, he doesn't have tumas keri. And the fact that she finds blood 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, 10 hours later, that he holds like shammai, that doesn't hold that it's tumim eis dain shait. And therefore he held, he could go up and do the avodah. Now, in spite of that, as we quote in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva holds, she will be metames boila out of doubt for a tumah of shiva, why he didn't finish the act of cohabitation, because hara, which is just the beginning, the initial contact of cohabitation, of copulation by anida, is like the Gemara of Bia, as the Pasuk says in Rikachav, es mekaira hara. It uses the terminology of hara, which is the beginning, relating to the halachas of a boil nida. Regarding carry, it's until he emits seed, which he didn't do, and therefore, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Noach, Rabbi Yechim, Zakkai, there's no problem, whereas according to Rabbanan, at least it has Tumas Erev, and according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds out of doubt, it's even going to have a Tumah of Shiva of being Boil Anida. Continuing to Allah of our Mishnah, that the Mishnah concluded and said, although the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Kiva, which we quoted this in the Brais and Tabitha Samad, and the Halacha was in the Mishnah, that they disagree regarding saying that Tumah of Boil will be even for the Tumah of Me'es Le'es of the previous 24 hours. But Amayit Macham Rabbi Kiva Baraya Kesem, the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Kiva if she finds a stain. Now, what does that mean? So Amar Rav, he says one interpretation, as we had explained when we said the Mishnah, he says, L'mafreya v'meiri. It's going on what we classically use when we say the term of kesem, is retroactively going like remeir. Remeir is actually more stringent by the laws of kesem of stains, as we said in the first paragraph of Haman Alv. Later on, we bring it in Daphne Beis and Mabeis, where he says, yeah, we're going to say a tumma of boila, even according to the chachamim, because that chacham hold like remeir, so although they disagree with Rabbi Kiva regarding the laws of a bedika, of finding on the cloth, but it will have a tumma retroactive for the bia that he had with her to say that he's going to have a tumma of boil nida because we find the stain, and then we presume that it actually was there in the previous 24 hours, and therefore he's going to have a tumma of boil nida. Ushmal may give us a different interpretation. It says, no, this chacham agreed to Rabbi Kiva when she finds a stain is mekanu labba. It's from here on. Rabban, it's going like Rabban who disagree with Reb Meir. No, Kesem is not more severe. It's actually rabbinic law. It's not going to be considering for the previous 24 hours to give him a tuma boil nida, but rather it means from here on, if she finds a stain, then the Chum agree that then if he were to have relations afterwards, okay, we're presuming her to be a nida, and therefore he's going to have a tuma of boil nida. Says Igmar Mekanel Abba Peshita. What do you mean? According to Shmuel, that it's going from here on, obviously, what would the Mishnah be saying that they agree? The whole machlekes Remeya and the Rechacham was only retroactively regarding the previous 24 hours, not here on. Here on, everyone agrees to the halacha of Ksamim. Why would we have to say Chum agree? Says Gemara, no, ma'adat him, what would you say? Ha'ilim eis leis drabanan. These two halachas we're talking about. It's the halacha of the previous 24 hours, which is rabbinic law. Uksam drabban. The halacha of a stain is also rabbinic law. Because biblically, as the Kamar Hargasha, it's when we see Riya, but finding a stain, even from here on, to say, oh, she's a Nida, is rabbinic. So you would say, ma me'es le'es lo'imitam es bo'ilo, just like we're saying in the halacha of the Rabban. That for the previous 24 hours, although we're saying whatever touches her or touched, or that even including the person, is going to have a tumma, but we said that doesn't give the halacha of like bo'il nida, that he has a tumma of shiva. So af kesam, so I would have said also that regarding the laws of finding a stain, lo'imitam es bo'ilo. Yeah, we're giving her a tumma of nida now that she finds a stain. But that's a rabbinic law. We're not going to extend it to the fact that to say if she has relations with a man, yeah, he'll have tumas erev, but we won't give him a tumah bayilis nida, just like we find we don't give him a halacha bel nida for the other rabbinic law of matam meis leis. Kamash malan, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that no, when she finds a stain, the Chum agree to Rabbi Kiva over here, that then if he were now to have relations with her, we would give him halacha of bayil nida because of this law of kesem, to have the halacha bayil nida, to have a law of tumashim. But the Gemara wonders, okay, but why do we differentiate? Why don't we say the same as Tomei Sleis, that actually it should not have a locha of Bayal Nida? Says Gemara, no, because there's a difference. Hasam over there by the law of Me'es Leis, that Rabban disagreed with Rabbi Kiva, in Shur Shachal of Anecha, quote, there's no slaughtered ox in front of you. You don't have any indicating factors, because there's no reason for us to believe that this was here 24 hours ago, within 24 hours when they had relations with her, because we didn't see any blood yesterday. Rather, it's rabbinic fence in the halachas of Nida. So we say, okay, we'll consider it rabbinically. But that's not going to give him a din of Bel Nida. Whereas Hacha, over here by the laws of Kesem, Yeshar Shachal of Anecha, you have, quote, a slaughtered ox in front of you. Meaning to say that this woman who finds a stain, she wasn't busy with birds that blood could have came from there. She didn't go through the marketplace of the butchers that maybe blood splattered on her. So according to Rav, for example, for the day she put on that cloth, she was already in that doubt because, hey, there's blood on that. According to Shmuel, it starts from here and on, but therefore there it's different because we're presuming it makes sense that she's in Nida. So yes, if a man's getting relations with her now, we'll give him a law of Boil Nida in contrast to Halacha of Ma'eis Leis, although they're both rabbinic laws. And says the Gemara V'chein, so too we have that Amrish law, because she says, what's this Halacha of Maidim, of Kesem, that to have a Halacha of Boil Nida is L'mafrev Remeir, he? It's going even retroactive like Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yechonam, in the same machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, he says, no mekan la'bav Rabban, it's going only from here and on, even like Rabban who disagree with Rabbi Meir. Now, continuing to the next Mishnah, which continues the theme of these halachas regarding the laws of Tahara, regarding a woman, to see if she's menstruating or not, regarding the laws of Badika. So says the Mishnah, kala nashim meches kis tahara labalein. All women are with a presumptive state of purity for their husbands, even if they didn't do Badika to have relations. Because this whole halacha that we've been mentioning all along in these parakim are only for a woman that's involved with Tyrus. So then we require it even when she has relations. But a regular woman, for the laws of Evan Ezra to have relations with her husband, we presume that she's tar. Says the Mishnah, Bom and Aderech, if a man comes back from a journey, so Nishain lehen mechesk is tahara. So their wives are also in the presumptive state of tahara, they could go ahead and have relations. Says the Gemara, Lama leila misna bom and Aderech. What was the necessity of adding that on? We already said their wives are mechesk is tahara. Why do we have to add on this idea about coming back from a journey? Says the Gemara, because Sogat, I mean, you would have thought to say, when do we say that there's a cheskes tahara? When he's in town with her. The Ramya Nafsha Batka, where she understands she has this intimate relation with her husband, so she's aware of this and she does a bedikah to make sure that she's tar. That's what I would have said. And therefore, that's when they have a cheskes tahara, and the husband could just go ahead and have relations. Aval Hecha, the less of a masa, but when he's not in town, the loy Ramya Nafsha should not think about her husband. He's out of sight, out of mind. Then Loya would say that maybe she does not have a cheskes tahara, she's not aware. Kamash Shalom, that's what the Mishnah tells us, that even then we presume that she has a cheskes tahara. Now, Amr Shlokish Mishm Rebud in the Sea, he qualifies this halacha, however, he says, but for who Shaba umatza batuchi me'enasa. This is only if he came back from his journey and he finds her still within the days of her cycle, meaning it's still within 30 days of the last time that she had a re'iyah of dam of her period. But if it's already after 30 days, what's commonly called the ayin beinis, which is the generic time when we consider women having had a re'iyah, then she would have to have a badika, do an internal inspection, because most women do see blood after that amount of time. We can't presume anymore that she has a cheskes daftar. Now, Amrav Huna, he qualifies that. And he says, Loishan, we didn't learn that if he comes and he finds her, let's say, within the 30 days, he comes at day 23, that she won't require a bedika. That's Elish in Lavest. That's only if she does not have a set time when she herself normally sees dam. Avayesh Lavest, but if she has a time that she normally sees dam, Asla Shamash, then he's not allowed to have relations with her. Which the Gemara asks, Kalap Elai, which way is this going? Adrabah, to the contrary, Ipcho Mistabra. The logic actually it dictates the opposite. Ain law versus if she doesn't have a set time, then aim a chazai. Then I could say, no, maybe she did see. I don't know. She could see in day 13, day 27. Yes, Laves, if she has a set time, to the contrary, Ves Kavila, that sets the time. Then we know that if it wasn't yet the time of day 32 when she normally sees, then we don't presume that it was there. Why are we saying that it's a problem when she has a vest? So the Gemara says, you're right. Eliid mahochid. Rather, if this halacha was said, it was said as follows. Amrav Huna says, Loishan, we didn't learn this halacha of permissibility. Elish lohigia shas vesta. Only if it didn't yet reach the time of her said period, which was within the time of when he was on the journey. So for example, we're talking about a woman that has a said period. And he comes back within that time, it hasn't yet reached that time when she normally has a re'iyah. That's when we're saying, okay, then she's becheskes tahara. I'm like, yes, she's vested, but if he had already reached the time of a said period before he came back from his journey, then Asura, then he's going to be forbidden to have relations with her until they verify otherwise. Because to the contrary, Oirich Bizman Leba, what's called the guest comes at a presumed time. And we presume that it did come on that time, so therefore, actually, then he's going to be forbidden to have relations with her. Says the Gemara, because Kesava Vesasis, the Raisa, because Rav Huna holds that this halacha of vest, of a set time is a biblical halacha, halacha Mesh Messina, that we presume out of doubt that she was tamei, that she did have dam on that time when she normally has that set cycle on that time. Now, Rabbi B'chanam, he disagrees. He says, no, fili higia shas vesta nami mutaris. Even if it reached the time of her regular period of her cycle, and then he comes back, she's going to be permitted for him. Why? Kesava Vesasis Rabban, he holds that the cycles are rabbinic, which is that the Rabbanan required an inspection on the day of her vest, because that maybe she's going to have a Riyah Dam, because we know she normally gets it on this day. But however, where he wasn't in the city, and we don't know if she did check or not, then we don't have that doubt to consider her as Tamei, because it's a rabbinic law, and therefore when he's coming back, it is going to have a Cheskes Tahara, and he's going to be able to have relations with her. That's one way of qualifying. Ravashi Masni Hachi, he taught the discussion as follows. That Amr Rav Huna said, as a Ketin Tamid Beis, to qualify as follows. Lai Shon, we didn't learn this, that we learned in the Mishnah. That she's Becheskes Tahar, we presume her to be Tahar, which sounds like that even if it reached the time of her said period. Yeah, that's only Eila She'in La Ves L'yam. That's only where she doesn't have a said period when it's dependent only on days, let's say without some other thing like jumping. That's when we say that the halacha is going to be that she can have a cheskes tahara because she doesn't have just a set time for just days. Because ele yesh lo ves liyam l'kfitzes. Because she her period is actually a compound. It's actually dependent on days and on jumping. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Oh, so even though her set date passed, he's still going to be permitted to his wife because kivin de b'maisa talya milsa, since it also depends on an action. I can say that she didn't jump and she didn't see. Because it's not just the day, it's day with jumping. But says Rav Huna, according to this version, but if she had a set period just of days, let's say every 28 days, then if it already is past day 28, then that's through the shamash, then it would be forbidden for him to have relations with her. Says the Gemara, because Rav Huna holds that the set period of a vest is a biblical halacha, therefore we presume that it did come. So therefore, the Mishnah, according to this version, it said that it's mutter even after the vest had come, is because it's a vest liyam ulikfitzis. But if it's just a yamim, it would be forbidden. Whereas Rabbi Baba Chanam, he says, no, fili yesh la vest liyam, no, even if it's a set period just for days, mutter she will be permitted, same as in the first version, but just a different qualification, ksava vesasid rabban, he holds that the vest is rabbinic, and therefore, we suspect a possibility that it would require a bedika. But if we don't know if she did a bedika or not, then we don't suspect that, and he's permitted to have relations with his wife. Says the Gemara, Amar of Shmuel Meshmed Rabbi Yechanan, says, Isha sheyesh la vest, a woman that has a said period, ba'la mechashav yemei vesasa, her husband could calculate the days of her cycle, which is, if let's say he was on his trip for 7 days after her regular period, which now, when he's coming back, he's already in the time period that she could have already purified herself, because she has a period on day 28. Then she has the 7 days of Nida, which she's by day 35, and she could have already immersed in the mikvah. So he says, you don't have to ask her. Uvala, you could have relations with her. Because although it's after the time of the suspected period, but she has enough time already to have purified and gone to the mikvah, and therefore you can have relations with her. However, Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Yevil Rebarba, he says, Amar B'yechon Afila Yalda, he said just a blanket halacha. Did he say this halacha even by a young girl, the Beziz LeMitvah, who she's embarrassed to immerse herself in the mikvah until her husband's there and like pushes her and appeases her to go into the mikvah? How could you go ahead and presume her to have traveled in the mikvah when we're suspecting that here she got her period? But you say, oh, she went to the mikvah. How do you know? There's a young girl, she's a young woman, she wouldn't necessarily go into the mikvah. So Amalei, he said to him, no. Your question is presumed on what did you think that Rabbi Yechon was saying is halacha when we know for sure that she had a Riyah of Dam, that he wouldn't have to ask her, which it would even be by an older woman who is not embarrassed to immerse herself, that you're asking to say that, oh, but what, even a younger girl? No, Eimadam Rabbi Yechon, when did Rabbi Yechon say his halacha? Safik Rasa, Safik Loi Rasa, he was away on the trip for a while. Now, we're not sure. It's already past her period, but we don't know. Maybe she had a Riyah, maybe not. On that, we're saying, Vimtim Tulemirasa, even if she did have a Riyah Adam, Eimatavla, I could say that maybe she immersed herself. So since the whole halacha of Rabbi Yechon is coming because of the situation of doubt, yeah, so that's why, yes, obviously by an older woman where maybe she got it, but even if she got it, she could have immersed the mikvah. So we're going to say it even by a younger girl because, yeah, even though a young girl wouldn't necessarily go to mikvah, but we don't know if she even got to Riyah in the first place. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yechon's halacha. It's going to be even by a young girl to be lenient. Avavade rasa miyemer de tavla. What? But when she for sure had a Riyah, do you think we would say that? Oh, maybe she immersed herself. No, we wouldn't say that even for an older woman, not a younger girl, because havalei safek. At the most, that would be a doubt if she's permitted. Because if we know for sure she had a Riyah, we know for sure there's this, but we're not sure. Even an older woman who's not embarrassed, we're not sure did she go to mikvah not. Uvadai, but there's a definitive iser because we know for sure she had a Riyah of Dam. Now, the ain't Savig Maitzi, a doubt does not remove something, midevadi, from its definitive state. And therefore, obviously, it's not where Rabbi Yechon was saying Zalacha, we're saying by a situation of doubt, like this guy who was on his journey, not sure if she had a period, even if she did, maybe she immersed. And therefore, that would apply, that heter, even for a young girl. On this presumption, this proof that he was showing that Rabbi Yechon's Zalacha was only regarding a situation of doubt, and therefore the doubt of the mikvah would also permit that, but not when she definitively had, because that would be a problem of Ein Savig Maitzim Nevadai, says the Gemara, as other places in Shas, the Gemara asked simply, but Veloy, what we don't say, Savig Maitzim Nevadai, but Vatan Ibn Nebraisa, that seems to say we do. Chavish Ameis, someone who's particular and meticulous with the laws of tithing and of certain stringencies in laws, Shemes, that he passed away. Venich Megura Malay pairs, and he left a whole storehouse full with produce. Says the Brice, Afilahim ben Yemen, even if they would just finish that day being produced, Harein Becheskus Mesukon, they already have a presumption that they were fixed, they were tight, and everything was good, it's not Tevel anymore. Says the Gemara of Ahacha, now in this case of the Brice, Vade Tevel, it's definitively that it had the Isser of untithed produce because we see that he finished the work, the pile is already smoothed out, which obligates them in Trumas and Mises, thus making it prohibited to be eaten as Tevel. Yet, Safik Moser, Safik Ein Moser. Now there's a doubt. Did he tithe it? Did he not? He just finished today and he passed away. Because Safik Maitzim Devad, and still we see that the doubt that it was tithe removes it from the definitive Esser. So you see, Safik could be Maitzim Devad. So it's Gemara, no. Hasan Vade Uvadehu. There it's definitive Esser and definitive Heter. Why? He said, Chazaka al Chaver, there's a presumption regarding a meticulous person in Halacha, that he does not have something come out of his domain that's not fixed. So the moment he finishes, he for sure fixed it right away. So it's not a suffix and a vade, it's a vade and a vade. And therefore, that's why we say that it's not going to be tevel anymore. Or v'yibayisim, if you want to give a different answer. It's actually a case of suffix v'suffix. It's actually a case of doubt and doubt. Meaning, just like, yes, you're right, we're in doubt, did he tithe it or did he not, because he died right after they finished doing the work. But so too, we could be in doubt that actually maybe it didn't have a definitive ester. Maybe it actually did never become the halach of tevel and never became obligated meiser. Because I could tell you, could rebbe ishiya, Because the Amr Beishi says, Marim Adam al Tvuasa. A person can be crafty and deceptive regarding his produce. Umachnisa b'maitshallah. He could bring it into his house with its chaff, which with the outside part on it not smoothed out yet. Because the halacha of Tevel, of being untithed produce to be obligated meiser, is only when it sees the front of the house, when it's going into the entryway, when it was already finished. Now, since in this situation, when it was seeing the entryway of the house, it wasn't yet finished to be obligated meiser yet, because it wasn't threshed and wasn't smoothed out yet, so it's never going to get the biblical obligation. Even if he's going to thresh it and smooth it out after he brought it into the house, it's going to be like the halacha of someone who brings in his produce through the back doors. Gagoy v'karfifa into his house, even if he smooths out, the Gemara tells us elsewhere that he's going to be exempt from the laws of Maisa since it didn't see the opening of the house. Here too, since he's bringing it with a chaff, a person can be crafty. Now why would he do this? So that his animal could eat, and he could be exempt from the laws of tithing even after it's smoothed out. Now the reason why we're picking specifically his animal is because regarding a person eating, you wouldn't be able to say that. Because even though you're right, that would preclude the biblical obligation, the Rabbanan made a decree regarding someone who's eating a regular meal, even by produce that wasn't yet nigma malachta, that the work wasn't finished in it yet. So that wouldn't really help. But regarding the consumption of an animal, its regular eating is considered like temporary eating, which is permitted even for a person, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Peah, that a person can feed his animals until the pile is smoothed out. Which means to say that, therefore, as long as you didn't have the biblical obligation of Tevel, you could feed your animal. Now, therefore, the Gemara is telling us over here, since you could say that this Chaver had done like Rabbi Ishia, so you could say that it's permitted for even a person, because regarding a rabbinic prohibition, which this is at most for a person would be a rabbinic prohibition, it helps the chazaka of a chaver, which is coming on to what we had mentioned in the first answer, that eini mitzi mitachas yad davishin mesukin for the rabbinic. For biblical, it wouldn't. Therefore, we're considering a suffik v'suffik, but that's what we're saying, at least for the primary question that we have. We don't find a suffik mitzim devade, either because it's a vade and vade, or it's a suffik and a suffik, because maybe it's obligated, maybe not, because maybe brought in it with the chaff, at least for the biblical halacha. And also you have the suffik that maybe he did go ahead and tithe it before he died. Says Gemara, but vakati in suffik mitzim devade, but is that really so, the concept that we're saying, that a doubtful hetzer does not remove a definitive ester? But Batanya will learn in another braisa. There was a story with a maidservant of a very strong person in this town of Riman. She threw her stillborn, which the child was born dead, she threw it into the pit. Now, Cain came and he looked into the pit. He wanted to see the stillborn, was it a male or was it a female? Which, either because he was a Kohen that was a sage who wanted to paskin the halacha, and his intention were to tell her how long her you made tamah b'tara, because it's considered a leida, and there's different days of tamah b'tara for whether it was a boy or girl. Or it's because he actually lived in the same house as this woman, and she would touch his trumas and wanted to be careful from all the days that she's considered tamah. Which Rashi doesn't like the first interpretation, because if he really was a sage, what, you think he would come to go and be like an oil over something which would be and violate the law of Tumas Mes? Rather, he must have been either an ignoramus kayan or a minor who the woman had sent her to go out and see what was it that the stubborn that she threw out to the pit. But be that as it may, says the Breis of Maislav Nechacham, Bitaru, the story came in front of the sages, and they actually said that this kayan who had peeked over the pit, over the stillborn, is tahar from the laws of Tumas Mes. From oil mess, although he's leaning over the stillborn, which is a mess. Why? Why they say he's tar? Because in those pits, you have the weasels and the polecats that are there, and they take away, they already ate up and took away the stillborn, therefore we don't assume this kohen has a tumah of oil mess. Says the Gemara, Bahacha, now in this case, the vadeh hitila nefil, we know she threw the stillborn, which has tumas mess. Safigaru, Safiglaguru. Now we're not sure, did the weasel pull away the stillborn? Did it not, before this kohen had peeked over the pit? And yet Vakasi Safik Maitim Nevada, and yet we say that the doubtful heter, that the animals are already taken out, precludes and avoids the definitive isra of Thomas of Oil Mess. So you see Safik Maitim Nevada. Says the Gemara, no, light tame hitila nefilabar. Don't say that she threw a stillborn into the pit. Elima rather say, to answer the question as a getin to Zayin and Aleph, kimin nefil, something like a stillborn. So therefore, it's like we said before, of a suffik v'suffik, because maybe initially it wasn't even a stillborn. So we don't even know if it was a mess, if it was a stillborn, that was a non-viable child. Says the Gemara, but how could you say that? Well, lay dim zachem nekeva gedani. But we know it was a stillborn, because it says he just wanted to know, was it a boy or a girl? But we know that it was a stillborn. So the Gemara Nohachik, this is what the Brice was saying. Ovo Kain the Hitzis boy. A Kain came to look at in the pit. Leida im nefilapila im rochapila. First he wanted to see, was it a stillborn? Was it just a sack of ear, which does not qualify for the halacha of a mess? Because it's not, it wasn't even a child. Because it was just some type of excretion that came out of the woman. Now, then the second part is what the Braille is discussing. And if it was a stillborn, then to see if it was a male or female, but it was a doubt. So therefore the suffix that the animals took it away could be might seem his suffix. If you want, you could say, no, like the other type of approach. Since we know there's always weasels and polecats in the pits, they for sure took out the stillborn. So yeah, we could say that it was a definitive issur of a stillborn. But it's still, like we said before, it's vade and vade, because it's not a suffix, maitzim nevade. It's a definitive that we know that the stillborn was taken out by the animals, and therefore that's why we the chacham mitarim. But again, we don't find suffix, maitzim nevade. Therefore, that's what he answered me. He says, don't ask this question, even if she's a young girl, because they're talking about a situation of suffix. He could calculate her schedule to say, okay, even if her period came, but she had enough time to go into the mikvah, and therefore it's going to be permitted to her, because at most it's a suffix, and therefore the suffix that she went into the mikvah would also permit him to have relations with his wife when he comes back from his journey.